Thor chain halts chain after suspected multi-chain. Exploit Thor chain triggered an emergency halt on May 15th following a suspected multi-chain exploit, freezing cross-chain swaps across its routes while validators investigate. The pause turned a security incident into a broader trust test for one of DeFi's main non-custodial bridges, as reported by CryptoSlate. The wider crypto market is already on the back foot. BTC trades at $78,237, down 1.5% on the day, ETH at $2,177, down 2.3%, and SOL at $86.79, down 3.2%. As of May 16, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 43, neutral, the Thor chain incident landed into a tape that was not in the mood to absorb more bad news. A halt designed to limit damage, not to reassure chain halts, are blunt tools. They stop the bleeding by stopping everything, deposits, swaps, withdrawals, and outbound transfers across every asset the protocol routes. For Thor chain, which functions as a multi-chain liquidity layer between Bitcoin, Ethereum, BNB chain, and other networks, that means user funds are paused in place rather than confirmed lost. The trade-off is that a halt also broadcasts uncertainty. Until validators publish a postmortem detailing what was drained, from which pools and how, the assumption priced in by depositors is the worst-case version of the story. That assumption is what drains TVL even after the chain comes back online. The cross-chain attack surface keeps getting tested. Cross-chain protocols have absorbed a disproportionate share of DeFi's largest exploits over the last 3 years. The reason is structural. Bridging assets between independent chains requires holding collateral, signing across multiple key sets, and relying on validators or relayers to enforce truthful state transitions. Any one of those pieces becomes a target. Thor chain has been hit before, with two notable incidents in 2021 that drained millions in pooled liquidity. The protocol survived each time by socializing losses and continuing operations. The May 15th halt suggests this round triggered the same playbook, with the team choosing to pause rather than absorb further losses in real time. The broader pattern is familiar to anyone tracking the security side of DeFi. Earlier this month, Kraken cut Layer 0 from its cross-chain offering and migrated to Chainlink CCIP after an April exploit, citing the need for stronger validation on cross-chain messages. Aave and Kelp DAO coordinated a token burn and 107K over ETH refill after the Kelp DAO drain. Each incident pushes more weight onto the question of who validates cross-chain state and whether that validation can be trusted under stress. Three recovery paths, none of them clean. The mechanics of restarting a halted chain are not the hard part. The hard part is what the protocol decides to do with the gap between the chain's pre-exploit state and its post-exploit state. Three options exist, and none of them are clean. The first is to socialize the loss across all liquidity providers, diluting their share so the system can reopen with a full balance sheet. Thor chain has used this method before, and it worked, but it punishes LPs who had nothing to do with the exploit. The second is to compensate affected users from the protocol treasury or future revenue. This preserves LP confidence, but introduces a long claim against future cash flow, which weighs on token holders. The third is to negotiate with the attacker through an on-chain message and recover part of the funds in exchange for a bounty. This has worked in several recent incidents, but depends on the attacker's willingness to engage. Whichever route Thor chain takes, the recovery cost will be measurable in TVL outflows once the chain reopens. The question is whether the protocol's user base, weighted toward non-custodial swap users who explicitly want to avoid centralized exchanges, treats this as a temporary setback or as a reason to migrate to alternatives. The trust signal matters more than the dollar figure. For users who reach DeFi specifically to avoid counterparty risk at custodial venues, an exploit at the protocol layer is a sharper signal than one at an exchange. The pitch for non-custodial cross-chain swaps is that you do not need to trust an intermediary. A successful exploit collapses that pitch into a different one. You do not need to trust an intermediary, but you do need to trust the code, the validator set, and the team's incident response. That trade-off is the one self-custody advocates have always argued is worth it. Thorchain's next move will determine whether the May 15 halt becomes a recoverable incident or a structural blow to that argument.